Blog Talk Radio.
Let me take up against your heart. Let me take up against your shield. Let me take up against your head. The enemy came up against your tower. You will win. The enemy came up against your health. The enemy came up against your finances.
Y'all bear with me just for one more second here. I'm trying to get something fixed here.
Oh my, count me up.
One of the things we talked about, we were going to speak on this week, and today is just as good as any other day, is that overcoming. We have to overcome the things of the world. That's why I told you all to do your own research on what the word world means, because a lot of times people don't get it when the Bible says world. Know what he's talking about. Know what he's talking about when he says world. So it says overcoming by the, over there in Revelations 12. I think that can't be our foundational scripture. It can be one of them. Revelations 12 and 11. I'm going to read it from the King James. I'm going to ask Pastor Bill from Akron, Ohio, if she'll read it from the Messenger Bible. And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. And they loved not their lives until the death.
Praise God. Good afternoon, everyone. Amen, amen. Thank you for that beautiful prayer. And
amen.
Also, Pastor, that song was also beautiful as well. So Revelation 12 and verse 11 in the Message Bible. The dragon and his angels fought back, but were no match for Michael. They were cleared out of heaven. Not a sign of them left. Amen.
Amen, amen. Thank you so much, Alice.
Praise God. Amen. And it also reads that they defeated him through the blood of the Lamb and the bold word of their witness. Amen.
The Bible says, and they being those that have been born again, not of corruptible seed, but of the incorruptible seed. According to 1 John, we'll read that, 1 John 5 and 4. 1 John, or I John, it says, for whosoever is born of God overcometh the world.
Amen. Everyone, God-begotten person, conquers the world's ways. The conquering power that brings the world to its knees is our faith. Amen.
Amen. So we have to overcome the world, and we get the victory by being born again. Once you're born again, not a corruptible seed, but of the incorruptible seed, which is the word of God. John 16:33 reads as follows. This, the Gospel of St. John 16:33. These things have I spoken unto you, that in me ye might have peace. In the world you shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer, for I have overcome the world.
Thank you, Lord. Amen, amen. From the Message Bible, the Spirit can make life sheer muscle and willpower. Don't make anything happen. Every word I've spoken to you is a spirit word. And so it is life-making. Amen.
Amen. Then you ask the question, who is it that overcometh? Well, according to 1 John 5 and 5, we'll get an answer. You want to know who overcome? I think that's a good question. Who is he that overcometh the world, but he that believeth that Jesus is the Son of God?
Mm-hmm. Amen. The person who wins out over the world's ways is simply the one who believes Jesus is the Son of God. Amen.
Yeah. So what's happening is a believer is one who acts on the word of God. That's what a believer is. I tell people all the time, if you're not going to believe in prayer, don't pray. And if you're going to pray, then believe. You can't do both of them. If you're going to believe, then pray. But if you're not going to believe, don't pray. It's pointless. See? A believer is one who acts on the Word of God. The Word of God is your faith. That's what the Word of God is. It's really your faith. That's what you're standing on. That's how you overcome the world. How I know that. When I read Revelations 12 and 11, it says, and they overcame him, they being born again. That's what I was trying to show you those scriptures a moment. Those who overcome the world is those that have been born again, not of corruptible seed, but of the incorruptible seed, which is the Word of God. The Bible says that. Now, here's how they overcome. They overcome him. Talk about the devil. I was so happy. Evangelist Ursula, she just went on and just bind that devil up. That's your power. That's what you have to do. If you don't do it, the devil will have a field day with you.
Hallelujah.
But the Bible says that we overcome him by the blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimony. Your testimony should agree with whatever the Word of God says. You believe in the blood, and you believe that the blood covers, and you believe that the blood protects. That's why I like the book of Hebrews. You know, a lot of people don't get it, but that's what the priest would do. He would take the blood offering of the ones that come to Jerusalem once a year to have their sin covered. That's how, it wasn't remitted. It was just simply covered. And so over there in the 10th chapter of the book of Hebrews is where they learned out that, wait a minute, we don't need no blood because we got the blood of Christ. So because we got the blood of Christ, we don't need this other stuff. We don't need blood of goats and the bulls, ashes of a heifer. We don't need that. We got Christ. Hallelujah. We got Christ. We got Christ's blood. So why not use it? Why not overcome the devil by doing what she just did a while ago? She plead the blood. She plead the blood.
Amen.
I'm gonna tell you about that blood works. It works over doorposts. It works over anything.
Amen.
And the word of your testimony has to be what the Word of God says, because that becomes your substance. See, people say, well, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Well, okay, I'm glad you know that. Now tell me what your substance is. If faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen, then what is your substance? Well, I'm glad you asked. The substance is the Word of God.
Amen.
When you pray, you ought to believe everything the Word of God says. Because that's your substance.
Yeah.
That's what you're standing on. They're like those that get checked. You're depending on that check.
Yeah,
people
are
working. You're working for your substance, for that check. So, because that's what you're depending on. That's how you got to pay your lights. That's how you pay your gas. Yeah. See, we got Georgia Power here, Evangelist Ursula. We got Georgia Power here in Georgia, but they don't take hallelujahs. They don't take praise the Lord. They don't take that stuff down here in Georgia. I don't know what they take over there. What is that, Ohio or in Tennessee or Kentucky? I don't know where they take up there. But I know one, because I used to live in Ohio. I know they don't take no hallelujah to pay no gas bill. That won't pay yet. Listen, brothers and sisters. Faith is what you depends on, man, to live this life, to be an overcomer. You want to be an overcomer? You're going to have to overcome them by the blood of the Lamb and the word of your testimony. And the word of your testimony is the same thing in the book of Ephesians, also in the book of Hebrews, the 11th chapter. Because the Bible says, in the 11th and the 6th verse, it says that without this faith, it's impossible to please God. You ain't pleasing God without faith. You can have all the praise the Lord, hallelujah, the music. That ain't pleasing God. The only thing pleases God is his word.
Amen.
That's why it will not return to him void, but it will accomplish what he sent it out to do. And we have to love that word. And the life that we live, the Bible said they love not their life even unto the death. I'd rather have the word of God. Listen,
amen.
Brother, if you got the word of God, whatever it is you need, you're going to get it. If you got the
That's
word.
Right.
So don't change, exchange the word of God for anything. Because the word of God, there's health in it. There's prosperity in it. But you got to be an overcomer of the things of the world. You can't depend on the world system. You have to pretend on the word of God. That's what you have to put your trust in.
Yes.
That's why
Amen.
The Bible says, if you what they gained the victory, they gained the work of the overcoming. And how did they do that? And this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. That's what that verse 4 says over there in 1 John. I think it's 1 John 4. Well, 1 John 5. Read that for me, Pastor Bill. Give it back to Danger.
Is that 1 John?
Yeah. Uh-huh. Read it for me. I think that's where it's on. I'm looking for.
Verse 5. They are of the world. Therefore, they speak the world, and the world heareth them. Is that what you wanted, Pastor?
I was looking for the fourth verse. What that said?
It says, "Ye are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because greater is He that is in you than he that is in the world."
See, this is the victory. This is the victory, brothers and sisters, that overcometh the world, even our faith. That last part is what I really like. See, people say, greater is he that is in you than he that's in the world. Well, what's in you? I'm glad you asked. How about the word of God? How about that when I speak the word of God? How about the things
Amen.
That I say are predicated on the word of God? Not what I feel, but what the word of God says.
All right. Amen.
But
Amen.
Remember over there in 1 Corinthians 15 and 57? 15 and 57. But thank be to God, which gave us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Nay, and in all these things, we are more than conquerors, the Bible says in Romans 8:37. But do you want to read that in 1 Corinthians 15 and 57, please?
Yes, Pastor. 15, 57. But now, in a single victorious stroke of life, all three, sin, guilt, death, are gone. The gift of our Master, Christ Jesus, thank God.
Amen. God wants us to be righteous conscience. He wants you to know you got the victory. I don't care what that old ugly devil say. You have the victory. I don't care how many times you fell down. The Holy Spirit picks you up. You know, C.C. Wine, and she sang this song. It really blesses me. But, and what this song is about God's faithfulness. But when I think about what God been to me, how he was taking care of me when I couldn't take care of myself, when my mind was all in a whole different direction, he was still faithful. He was still, that's my child. I know they did it, but you know what? God fixed it. He says, you know what? You're still victorious. See, there got to come a time that we got to become righteous conscience rather than sin conscience. Now, I said this the other week, and that's one of their sisters. She didn't like that, but that's the kind of mindset you ought to have. The Bible says in Philippians 2 and 5, let this mind be in you, which is also in Christ Jesus. You got to have that victorious mind. Have you ever really studied the mind of Christ? When he went to sleep and they went down and woke him up, and said, Master, care not, we perish. We finna die. And you down here sleeping. Jesus, always be a little faith. You ain't got no faith. He went on the top of the deck, and the Bible says he rebuked the wind.
Yeah.
Because, see, the wind was not part of him. Causing all that havoc, that wasn't God. So Jesus rebuked that thing, but he told the sea to be calm. The sea was part of God. But that wind, that's what the enemy was over. See, people don't realize there's a God of this world, and he causes that kind of stuff. That's a whole nother subject, though, because I have to take through scripture and show you that when Adam handed over the keys to Satan, he just turned this world upside down. That's why these tornadoes come. That's why these hurricanes come. That's why floods come. You know good and well you wouldn't do your child like that. What makes you think God would do that? He's not. Oh. Don't blame God for that stuff. That's the devil, man. That's how much power he got. And people think, oh, he don't have no power. He have power. But it's through Christ that we have all power. We got power to bind them up. We got power to loose. We got power to set people free. Because the word of God, let me tell you what, Jesus said this. How then did Jesus overcome the world? I'll tell you. The Bible says, and you can read the whole thing. It's in Matthew 4 and read it 1 through 11. Well, when God have given us that same power, because it comes through being in Christ. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. He's brand new. May not see it, may not tell it, may not feel it, but you're new. As far as God's concerned, you're a new creature. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, thank God for each and one of y'all. We're going to start right there. If anybody have anything they want to share or scripture or anything, well, this is the time we let you have something to say and pray to God. It's all predicated on the word of God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Praise God. But Pastor, I like to read that scripture, 2 Corinthians 5, 16 through 21 from the Message Bible. And it reads, because of this decision, we don't evaluate people by what they have or how they look. We looked at the Messiah that way once and got it all wrong, as you know. We certainly don't look at him that way anymore. Now we look inside, and what we see is that anyone united with the Messiah gets a fresh start, is created new. The old life is gone. A new life burgeons. Look at it. All this comes from the God who settled the relationship between us and him and then called us to settle our relationship with each other. God put the world square with himself through the Messiah, giving the world a fresh start by offering forgiveness of sins. God has given us the task of telling everyone what he is doing. We're Christ's representative. God uses us to persuade men and women to drop their differences and enter into God's work of making things right between them. We're speaking of Christ himself now. Become friends with God. He's already a friend with you. How, you ask? In Christ. God put the wrong on him who never did anything wrong, so we could be put right with God. Amen.
Amen. Amen. I wanted to read the first John 15, and it says 15:16. It says, for all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eye, and the pride of life is not of the Father, but is of the world. And the world is passing away and the lust of it. But he who does the will of God abides forever. Hallelujah. He said,
hallelujah.
But if we walk in the light as he is the light, we have fellowship with one another, And the blood of Jesus Christ and his son cleanses us from all sin. Hallelujah. So we have a choice. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. It's on us. God did everything he was going to do on the cross. So I pray, God, that we prepare and position ourselves to walk in perfect obedience to your word, your will, and your plan for our life. In Jesus' name. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah.
Amen.
That's what the world,
Hallelujah.
Keep us free.
You know,
amen.
I was asking God. Amen. Amen. That's awesome. That's awesome. Thank you for that scripture.
Yes.
Go ahead, Pastor.
I was going to read it out of the Message Bible, Pastor.
Okay.
It reads, if we claim that we're free of sin, we're only fooling ourselves. A claim like that is arrant nonsense. On the other hand, if we admit our sins, make a clean breath of them, he won't let us down. He'll be true to himself. He'll forgive our sins and purge us from all wrongdoing. If we claim that we've never sinned, we're out and out contradict God. Make a liar out of him. A claim like that only shows off our ignorance of God. But I like that part where it says he won't let us down. He'll be true to himself. He'll forgive our sins and purge us of all wrongdoing.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Well, that's it, brother and sister. We have to become doers of the word. James 1 says, be ye doers of the word and not hearers only. If any man a hearer only, he deceive himself. So you can hear this stuff and not do it. Then you're going to be deceived. But if you hear it and do it, you won't be deceived. Like King James Version said, you'll have everlasting life. And if I can say one more thing, if you listen, if I can say one more thing, this truly is about our eternal life. That's what this really about.
Amen.
If you're not, if your focus, if your vision, if whatever you're doing is not about eternal life, you'd have missed it. You'd have missed it.
Amen.
Yeah. See, to live is Christ. To die is gain. We want to gain our eternal life.
Amen.
You'll be here forever.
Yeah.
See? And then I'm glad we use that scripture because we got a lot of people here. And yeah, I don't force nobody to say anything. I appreciate y'all, for the, especially those that listen by internet because I know some of you are working, whatever. But I want you to know, if you want to overcome that devil, you're going to have to speak it. You got to speak that word. Can't speak what you feel. But if you tear him up with that word, he listens to the word. He obeys the word. How I know that? Matthew 4:4 and Luke 4:4 said the same thing. See, that's how you know. That's what Jesus used. He just used the word of God. And if you're to mimic Christ, if you're to be a follower, if you're to be an imitator, according to Ephesians 5:1, if we're to mimic him, then we got to use the word of God too. That's how you overcome it, by the word of God. And that see your word, your testimony is the word of God. That's what you're testifying to, the word of God.
Yeah.
You ain't testifying. Oh, you know what? I cut myself. Why they get something? Don't care about that. He'll give you a knife to cut yourself with. He don't care. But when you put that word on you, he have to back it up. Have to back up. Anyone else? Hallelujah. Anyone else? Just press one.
The Message Bible, Matthew 4:4, and it says, Jesus answered by quoting Deuteronomy, it takes more than bread to stay alive. It takes a steady stream of words from God's mouth. Amen.
Yeah. If you're going to live this life, if you're going to live this spiritual life, because we are spiritual beings having human experiences. That's what we are. When you get born again, yeah. you become a spirit living, a spirit live person, or a spirit that who existing in this world, but you're not of the world. That's why you're not of the world, because your spirit been born again is seated at the right-hand side of the Father. How I know that? In the book of Colossians, the third chapter. Verse. See, you're seated in heaven. I don't care about this earth. Mm-hmm. I don't care about the earth. Spirit is seated at the right-hand side of the Father. It's in the Word.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's why we are ambassadors here. That's why we are foreigners here. This is not our home. I hope it's not your home. If it is, it's going to be short-lived.
Uh-huh.
And for sure, you ain't going to get past 120.
Mm-hmm.
No matter how old you get. But when you have eternal life in your focus, you're going to live forever. Hallelujah. Forever is a long time.
Ooh,
how long? Forever is a long time. So all I know is a long time. But forever is eternal.
Yes,
thank you all very much. I truly appreciate it. And we'll see you all on tomorrow for the Word. And